The Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. I have the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with City Councilman John Kane. John, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Charlie. I appreciate being here.
No council meeting last night, and we can jokingly say there is no limit to the amount of business you didn't transact last night.
That's true. We did a lot of non-transaction of business. So.
Well, thanks for coming anyway. That's not unusual this time of year, in that all of the beginning of the fiscal year transactions have been completed, and it just seems like the September or August meetings tend to be, if they're meet, it's a more routine type of thing in general.
Yeah, and those meetings, of course, they cost money to put on. We have it available to watch over, of course, television, and we stream it on the web, and that costs money. It's transcribed, it costs money, and so unless there's important or a lot of business in front of the council, we like to not spend the money to put the meetings on if it's to approve a consent agenda or something that's not just pressing or urgent. So
that's it. By charter, you're only required to meet the first Monday of the month.
Correct.
And so you're in one sense not missing out on anything that's required. The sales tax media numbers are out, at least so far, and I think Mr. Bailey about a week ago was cautiously optimistic, saying, in my words, not his, because I don't remember his well enough to quote them, things were better than expected, but still, I'll say, below expectations.
Yeah, I mean, so sales tax is tricky in general, right? Yeah. It's so volatile, and of course, the macro economy affects it, no matter what we can do to position ourselves to capture those and have the right offerings for our citizens of our community, and no matter what businesses do to invest, if people aren't spending the money, it obviously affects our revenue, and that's one of the challenges of having a sales tax as a primary source of revenue for municipalities. On top of that, of course, we have businesses that have left, businesses that are coming online, and so that will also affect our sales tax receipts. And so I think when Mike is optimistic, he's looking at the departure of Sears, Kmart, and those that have come offline last year, and that affects the numbers. Some of the numbers that we have now, if I can explain this in my own mind, the numbers we have now from last year included those receipts, and the numbers we have from this year don't include those receipts. And so that's another reason that it may be below expectations, above expectations, and that they're barely below expected, if that makes sense.
It does. I had trouble explaining it, too. But the projection was for a number, and the actual number was somewhat above that, but still not where I guess anybody would like it to be.
Yeah, and it's always tricky, but especially now, we have a lot going on in Bartlesville in terms of retail, as is evidenced by our Silver Lake Village project, which is nearing an opening, and I think everybody's pretty excited about that. I think that'll be a very nice addition to our community, and so that hopefully will change it for the better. Our projections and expectations for that are high, and hopefully that comes to fruition. You always cross your fingers.
Well, sure. It's always a matter of, okay, these are new stores. These are the brands that, according to surveys taken a few years ago, because obviously it takes time to build buildings, this is what the Angelou study and other surveys said. These are the brands people want. Now, will they go shop?
Yeah, and ideally you're capturing more shopping from areas outside of our community, not only within our community, but outside of our community. And that's the whole goal, and we're trying to plug the hole in the bucket, so to speak. I know that we've seen David Wood with the BDA draw that analogy a few times, and I'm sure you've heard him say those words in here, probably. So it's not a new adage, but certainly isn't any less true.
No, the Silver Lake Village development, I don't have specific dates, but between now and Thanksgiving time, they will all popcorn open, and we'll see cars in the parking lot, and hopefully by the time Christmas rolls around, dollars in the cash register.
Yeah, I think that's the intent, is to be open for Christmas season shopping, is what they've said all along for this year. So I think relatively they're on track. One thing that I'm really proud of is not the retail part of it, but the water control part of it. I mean, if there is any way, right, it would seem, if there is any way to experience some flooding issues in there, we've had kind of a deluge of rain, and all at once, right, the perfect storm for, no pun intended, for the flood. And so the dirt work that's been done out there has been great, and has been exactly what needed to happen. And KSL Dirt Works is a local company that's been doing that work, and we're sure excited that they've been able to do the job that they promised they would do. Not that we expected anything less.
Exactly, but still, I think for an engineer, we'll take a point of a figurative good finger at the local city engineer. He said it has to be this high. Sure enough, it worked out that way.
Worked out great so far. I guess there's always Mother Nature is tough to predict, and it can flood the whole city. Likely.
Take it back to a commercial in the late 70s, early 80s. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
So we don't want to try to do that. But what seems to be an extreme amount of rain on the extreme end of the spectrum anyway did not affect the development at all or the construction, really, aside from just the normal. It's hard to complete construction when it's raining, but it was not. No flooding issues anyway.
Exactly.
So that was nice.
Yeah. Speaking of construction issues, this was something that was before the council. I want to say in the late spring, I don't remember the exact month other than I remember being at the meeting at the time, the work on some of the sewer projects downtown starting to get some of those things going, particularly the one that kind of weaves its way around, originating in and around the Price Tower and Community Center and working on down the road.
Right. And so, we're obviously seeing, water issues. Not only the sewer projects that you're seeing, but we're seeing drainage issues, stormwater issues that we'll have to continue to address. Downtown Bartlesville has been affected by that. The Price Tower has been affected by that. And so, which is not new. That's been a problem for a while. And I think we're right in line to address all those issues. We have some street work going on. There's Osage Rogers, Penn, and Spruce. They're doing an asphalt street rehab project, and we're about 75%. Complete with the mill, with that mill and overlay project. The milling is almost complete on Osage between 13th and Adams, and the asphalt work will begin later this week or first part of next week, depending on progress. And of course, if we get any weather,
sure,
like you mentioned before we begin seeking.
Always can hit, will mess up any construction schedules.
Yeah, you always have to have an asterisk available to stick on the end of these project updates. There's some concrete street rehabilitation in Hillcrest Heights on Sirocco, Skyline, and Moonlight, and they're about halfway finished there. It's a pretty big project. If you've driven through there, I'm sure that anybody that lives near or around there or knows people in there is aware of it, because it's a sizable project. Construction on Moonlight is almost complete. And work has started on Skyline, and then once they complete the work in Hillcrest Heights, this contractor will mobilize to Oak Park to begin the work on Sirocco between Oak Park and Virginia. So the Hillcrest Heights portion of that is almost finished, and then they'll move up to Oak Park once that's done. There's the intersection work at Silver Lake Village.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard quite a few positive comments. I think you and I saw the note in the construction plans all along, but I think people just realized, there's an additional stoplight up there. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think it will be nice for traffic control. If what we expect comes to fruition there, and we have more traffic and people shopping and people from out of town, and we have increased traffic there, I think the light will be necessary, not only convenient but necessary to facilitate a smooth flow of traffic. The widening has been completed. The widening of the lanes has been completed, and as we said, the signal is installed. But it's on, but they'll shut down again until the equipment is installed to provide some coordination between that signal and the existing signal on Silver Lake. So that's not up and running yet, so the signal will be shut down until that time.
And I think we learned with all the construction work on Washington Boulevard /75, the difference between a coordinated signal and an uncoordinated signal.
It's a big difference.
If we didn't know it before, we learned that this summer.
That's a perfect example of any kind of government at work. If you don't really notice, then probably everything's going pretty well and you're doing your job right, but it's when everybody takes notice that you really got to think, I'm not sure we're doing this correctly. So that's a perfect example of it. The last construction project I have on my list is the Johnstone Pavilion Phase 3, and work continues on that. The sidewalk and all the sidewalk has been constructed, and the contractor has started work on the brick pavers in the plaza area. KSL, again, Dirt Works, is doing that job, and they've estimated 4 to 5 days to complete the brickwork. Once that's complete, they'll move on to finishing up the final grading of the site, the remaining sod installation, and installing streetlights inside the plaza and along the connection between the plaza and Hensley sidewalk. So that's what's going on at Johnstone Pavilion, which is a nice project in the north part of town.
Over the past, you can pick your time frame. I'll say over the past 6 months, that project really has seen a lot of changes. You and I were there back for the tree planting in a rather cool, windy Saturday morning,
yep.
And that whole area has just seen a lot of work over the past 6 months.
Yeah, it looks really nice, and it's high time that it did look nice. It's a great part of our community and great part of downtown. Truthfully, it's north of what we think of as downtown, but still downtown, and it's a nice addition for there. So we're excited that work continues and looking forward to its completion.
Absolutely. We're talking with City Councilman John Kane this morning on a Community Connection, some of the items in and around the city of Bartlesville. We'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, if you are just joining us, talking some city business this morning with City Councilman John Kane. And we have been kind of giving a construction update around the community, talking about the economic health of Bartlesville, and always looking for things to do better. I think that's something I don't care how well off any city or municipality, or for that matter, family is, you'd always like to be doing better.
Sure. No doubt about it.
As we look forward to the coming months, first of all, school got started in Bartlesville. Apparently, I talked to several teachers over the weekend and school administrators, and they said things started exceedingly well this year.
Yeah, from a school side, that's what I've heard as well. You know, speaking with school administrators, like you mentioned, they all said it went really well, and you know, one of the calmer, more non-eventful starts to back to school.
Unlike what's going on in Pawhuska, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, and so they were thrilled about that, and I think it was a nice way to start off the school year for teachers, administration, students. I think it all went very smoothly. Just a reminder to everybody that's out there, I mean, it's a new safety concern as you drive past these school zones. Just be aware of the speed limits there. I know there have been law enforcement officials out and about and trying to be another visual reminder of those issues.
Sometimes they don't necessarily have to write a lot of tickets if they just sit with the lights on the vehicle going for a while. You say, oh, I think I'll slow down.
Their presence, people take note of their presence, kind of park, you know, conspicuously, you know, so it looks like they're maybe trying to hide from you, but they're really just, you know, there to ensure the safety of those areas. And so just be mindful of that, and it'll also be traffic will back up, especially by the high school. It's a lot of traffic by the high school there. So just everybody be mindful of that. I drive by there every day, and the first day it kind of caught me by surprise. Drove by Central, the lights are flashing at me, and I even had a child in school that day. My daughter's in elementary school this year, and so, but it's still.
If it's not the school zone you're thinking of, you can creep up on you.
Exactly. So just be aware of that, and you know, you mentioned improving. You know, not only family but community, continuously striving to improve our community. And while that is on the front of the minds of everybody at the city, for speaking for the city of Bartlesville's local government, I think it's great to see Chamber of Commerce, downtown retail merchants also thinking that way. I think we've got a pretty nice synergy there. And so the Chamber of Commerce this year is launched the Christmas in the Ville.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know too much about it, although we've talked about it on the air, but those that attended the forum last week got to get a little bit of a preview of it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of promise, I think. All the staff at the Chamber continues to work really hard on all the events they put on, but now specifically their attention is being turned towards this Christmas in the Ville. And you know, they're looking to have an ice rink in downtown Bartlesville. They'll have some Santa sightings. They'll have carriage rides, hot chocolate, live entertainment, and you know, they promise and more. Right,
yeah,
that's the and more.
There you go. And sometimes the and more is the nice surprise we weren't expecting.
Exactly. And so they've got a Facebook page. If you just search Facebook for Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville, you'll find that Facebook page. It's been a pretty popular page since they were able to put that up, and So if you're not following it, go follow it, and they'll post updates, especially as the time nears. You know, now it's just kind of they're trickling updates out as they get them.
I think the skating and everything else will be a nice complement to what people already go downtown for, like Fantasyland and some of the other things.
Yeah, and so I think this is just a great initiative by the Chamber, and it's been met with a lot of approval, and the concept is popular. So I hope that is as successful as they think it will be, and you know, hopefully you want it to surpass expectations, but you don't want it to be so busy that they can't handle the crowds, and everybody has a negative experience, and so that's been addressed by their board, I know, and they're doing their best to make sure that their expectations are appropriate.
I know they still need some volunteers. You can call the Chamber for more information on that.
Yeah.
And then in cooperation or in conjunction with the whole idea of Christmas, the whole Light Up campaign, and that's not just Christmas.
No, yeah, well said. So Light the Ville, all the downtown merchants, it's Light the Ville, and you're right, it's not just Christmas. So they have some RGB LED lights that they've put up. They've had some funding available for that, and they can change the colors of those lights to any color they'd like. And so, you know, any holiday celebration that you can think of, you know, they can have lights up there. I think that's a really cool accent and a highlight for our downtown. I think it just is another aspect of uniqueness and character, and kind of a, oh, I never thought of that, putting lights downtown, and if you're walking around, it's something to kind of
I'm not trying to put words in somebody's mouth, but I know at least a couple of people that I talked to said, you know, this is something the city used to do with all kinds of lights downtown and greenery and everything else, and it's a high-tech way of doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it is, and you know, so there's fundraising efforts still going on for this project, but the hope is that there'll be enough money to spread lights from Cherokee Avenue to Keeler down Frank Phillips Boulevard right around this Christmas. So that's their hope and their goal, and I think it'd be a really neat accent to downtown Bartlesville.
I think you're right, and it sounds as though the people who are planning, and it's nice to see that partnership of private enterprise you know, coming and say we need to do more than just that particular business's storefront, but do something that really highlights downtown Bartlesville.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, downtown merchants, they want foot traffic, right? That's how downtowns work. I don't need to tell you. So if there's an attraction that can just bring people downtown, that's good for everybody. And if it is, you know, if they're coming downtown for the ice rink, and then they say, well, there's these nice lights on Frank Phillips Boulevard, let's walk down there, and there are stores open and restaurants open, it could be a nice experience for a visitor or a citizen. You know, it'd be easy to walk around for, it's not too cold, walk around for, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, stop in a store, grab a bite to eat, and it's less, I guess, singular destination shopping as it is a district shopping. And that's a nice feeling, I think.
I think you're right. And certainly, at least appears to be the start of a good Christmas shopping season for us with the opening of the businesses along Adams and of course, everything else with the rest of the businesses in and around Bartlesville. And we'll you know, expand that out to the greater Bartlesville area, Dewey, and surrounding area.
Yep, and I think, you know, as we continue to battle with lost sales tax revenue and as it relates to online shopping, I think one of the things that is important and one of the things that downtown Bartlesville is trying to accomplish is selling an experience, you know, getting your family together and going and buying some things together instead of just, you know, having your eyes in front of a screen and, you know, clicking order and having it show up. And while convenient, and I mean, everybody does it, right? I've done it, and I'll continue to do it. It's too convenient not to, but I think the experience of shopping can be a good one, and can be something that can't be replaced or replicated with online shopping. And so my hope is that will work for downtown and that it'll be a real value add to our community.
Sounds great. John, thank you so much for coming in this morning with a city update. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie.
City Councilman John Kane with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K177 Degrees. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the Oklahoma News Network, I'm Sean Carey. Folks all across the state stopped what they were doing yesterday to watch that part.